my God. Wow. How's it going out there, Kyle?
Oh, man. I don't suggest trying to land a plane right now.
Well, you're standing by an airfield, but there have been no planes at this airfield. Well, I don't know if the wind is the reason. It might also be the fact that there's very few people here. But we're in northwestern Iceland right now, what's known as Westfjords, I believe is the name of the region. And we just drove all the way up here for another exciting edition of Off the Wall. A bonus edition, because we weren't supposed to do this. Kyle is cleaning his camera now after going out onto the, well, not abandoned runway, but runway that nobody is at. In fact, there's no terminal building or anything.
These must be like at least 40 mile an hour winds. I don't even know. It said 25 on the post, but I think that's a grading system we talked about on a previous trip.
It's so windy here that you have to be careful when you open the car door that if you're going against the wind that you don't lose a finger when it slams on you, or you have to push with all your might to open it in the first place.
Yeah, I could barely stay standing while I was taking a picture.
Well, now are you coming back in the car now?
Yeah, hold on. I got to close the door.
Yeah, okay. Be careful. I'm in the passenger seat. That was Kyle in the back seat putting his camera back. Now he's opening the driver's side door. Wow. Okay. Well done. Did you get some good shots there?
Yeah, just like a wide shot of the old air traffic tower at this field. It's a gravel runway. There's no lights. Really, really old school. I should have taken some pictures with a fence in the foreground.
Well, you know, you still can. It's right there.
Should I go back out there and...
I think you should, because I can give some narration. Look at that car burning oil after leaving the gas station like that. There is a gas station here. I'm happy to see that, because we drove several hours to get here from Reykjavik. And yes, I'm pronouncing it Reykjavik now, not Reykjavik like I have been in previous years, because I've been convinced that that's not the right way to pronounce it, so... From now on, I'm saying Reykjavik, and if I say it wrong, please correct me. But right now, we're in the town of Holmavik, and don't bother saying, you know, telling me if I'm saying that wrong, because I'll probably won't say that very many more times. But Holmavik, that's where we are right now. It's actually a small village, but a large village as far as what villages go for around here. I think, several hundred people. They have a museum all about witchcraft and sorcery. And burning people at the stake, which is really something I didn't know happened in Iceland. They burned 21 people at the stake. 20 of them were men. Didn't know that either. So learning all kinds of things here. But the good news is they have food and they have a grocery store. They have a gas station. So we're not completely shooting in the dark here.
Yeah, and I think it's worth noting that it went from this tradition of Nordic and kind of spiritual... traditions and rituals and all of that kind of history to then a history of witch hunting, which was from sheriffs, really, this lineage of sheriffs who were descendants of a great warrior, I guess, that had himself conquered an enemy, Norwegian enemy, with witchcraft. But anyway, they then became sort of known for prosecuting various witches and witchcraft, and then thus the witch hunting became mm-hmm. what the area was known for, or in other words, a part of the history. I think that's really interesting how that transforms, that it was sort of, in a traditional sense, a way of coping with the harshness of the environment here and to deal with things like ghosts or unknowns that might harass the people living here. And then it became about how those practicing that would be punished.
Yeah, well, you saw all these accusations against the people who were burned at the stake. We went to the museum. We read through the English book. It was really entertaining and interesting. But, you know, things like trying to devise a method to make handling sheep easier. You know, that was enough to get you burned at the stake and suspected of being a witch. Or all these people that were accused of making someone's wife Helga sick. Literally four different people got burned at the stake for making Helga sick. First of all, I want to know if Helga is all right, if she recovered. Then I saw somewhere where Helga's kids also got sick. So someone really didn't like Helga. There was a reverend that people seemed to be, you know, sending, casting all kinds of spells upon, and they got burned at the stake. And that's some other things, too. Like one guy for fighting with a ghost. You'd think fighting with a ghost would be a good thing, but no, he got burned at the stake for fighting with a ghost and apparently using some kind of incantation. The thing is, if these people had all these incantations and powers, being burned at the stake wouldn't really have done them much harm, so I don't really follow the logic.
Yeah, it seems like they were sort of dealing with life and, you know, as best they could cope, and then it sort of became institutionalized to punish these practices. And I think, as you said, it's kind of suspicious how many things were being kind of lumped in and becoming reasons for persecuting one or the other person of this practice. And I think that's where then, you know, the term a witch hunt starts to become something that is, it means something like, you know, unjustified persecutions and the like in sort of the modern sense. And I know that's what a witch hunt means in a variety of other cultures, especially ones that had sort of ritual traditions like this.
They have a big poster of Robert Mueller in this place as well, for some reason.
No, they didn't. No, you made that up.
And I'm just trying to give equal time.
Don't you start that. We are in charge. We're responsible of putting out the right information, and we did our research. We're here so that we better understand what a real witch hunt is.
50. Oh, wait, he's going the other way. Okay. It's an actual cop car, but he's going to the gas station.
As far as I've seen, nothing in our research really is remotely close to what's going on with the special counsel, so I don't want to hear it.
Okay, let me also point out, we don't know when this show is going to air, so the special counsel might be finished, Trump might be finished, we might be finished, nobody knows. As I mentioned, this is a bonus show, meaning that it does not fit into the schedule that we had initially ordered the number of episodes that we do. As we came back from Europe in early 2019, we went right back to having live shows. So this extra show that we are taping in Iceland, the third time I've been to Iceland in 2 years, is going to be aired at a date to be determined. So hello, people out there in to be determined land. But to get back to the witches just for a second, there was this one case that really struck me where this woman created some kind of creature, sort of like a child, I guess, but it was kind of a ghost-like creature. There was, what would you call that? A model of it? It was really spooky. And basically this creature, she nurses it, and in fact there's a nipple on her thigh that she nurses it with, and that is what keeps this creature going, gets bigger and bigger, and after several years, this creature is sent out into the farmlands to basically steal from cows and sheep and all kinds of other things, and then comes back and she makes butter. This whole thing is so that she can make butter without going through what you usually have to go through to make butter. I just figured, you know, can't there be a simpler way to do all this? She's got to nurse this creature for years just so she can make some butter. And what's she even going to do with the butter? Is she going to sell it? How does that work? And then in the end, she has to kill the creature because the creature gets too big, is sucking on her thigh. You know, where there's a nipple, there's actually a representation of that. That's kind of weird. Who comes up with these stories? Or maybe they're not stories. Maybe they're based on something. I don't know. It's a weird place to be thinking about this. We're here in the northwest of Iceland in the winter. It's light, but not for long. It got light at about 11 o'clock, so it won't be long much. It won't be dark much longer.
Yeah, indeed. And this wind is incredible. What we've heard from local people here is that it's quite unusual. It is not normally this stormy, even though this is a bit of a seaside town here. So we're experiencing something really, really unique. And with that, I'm going to go back out and take one more photo. And you basically hold down the fort. I know hold down the car, I guess.
The car is actually tilting with the wind.
It does. It feels as though it's about to hover and take off and perhaps roll over like tumbleweed, but I think it's heavy enough that this wind is just really not going to quite get it all the way over. But
I'll try to weigh it down as much as I can, but you go out and get that picture.
All right, I'll be right back. At least one or two more shots. I'm going to get the grass blowing in the wind and maybe the fence. So
okay. This is what journalism is about. It's all about getting the shot or getting the scoop. One of those things. Okay, there it is, Kyle. Watch your fingers. Okay. And it is so hard to open that door with that wind.
I'm going to put the neck strap on the camera because I don't want it to fly out of my hand. All right, I'll be right back.
All right, take your time. Get a good shot. Wow, that is something. It gets windy. It gets really, really windy in Iceland, but I don't think it gets this windy this often. It's probably never a calm day in a little seaside town like this, but boy, this is windier than I'm used to. So we basically have been just kind of tooling around here for a few days. We didn't spend as much time as we did last winter when we drove the ring road. But we went up to the northwest because we hadn't been to that part of the country and wanted to see that. We couldn't go really far. There's a couple of hundred kilometers more you could go, but that would take us until dark, and then we'd have to go all the way back too. We'd be in the westernmost part of Europe on these really sheer cliffs. But that's really the kind of trip you take when you're spending a night over there, and we intend to get back to Reykjavik on the same day. It's turned out pretty well because it's light. We got up at around 8 or 9, started out nice and early when it was dark. And as I said, it didn't get light until around 11. And for those couple of hours, we've been up here taking pictures and taking in the scenery, learning about witchcraft. Hopefully we'll have some food now. Maybe explore another place too. We have enough time to possibly go to a smaller village, which is kind of hard to imagine. Wow, I'm gonna open the window just a crack. That's pretty windy. You know, I see people walking down the street, not very many of them, but you know, if someone gets something at a grocery store, or the grocery store, they're practically parallel to the ground the way they're walking. And I guess they're just going to their car because there's really, you can't really walk far in this kind of wind. And Kyle's coming back to the car now. I can see him close to the ground. How did the shot come out?
It's okay, it's hard to stand up at all.
I was just mentioning that it's really hard to stay vertical. It's weather like, you know, you don't see very often, and I don't know if it's something that they see a lot up here, but boy, I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we went. I'm glad we came back to Iceland yet again and saw a different part of the country. What also is weird and unusual is that there's no snow. It's January. It's early January, and everywhere we've been so far, there's been no snow. In fact, it's been like 10 degrees Celsius, which is in the 50s. That's just not right. There's definitely something not quite correct with this kind of weather.
I'm here.
Hopefully it gets colder in the next few days. I think it will, but man, everyone's commenting on how this is just wrong. It's Iceland, for God's sake.
So, all right. I'm sorry. I think these guys in the building over there, that's the public works, like a Department of Transportation types.
Wait, why are there so many people in there? That's a big building.
I see through. They're all in the high visibility yellow jackets, and they're standing by the window, and I'm not mistaken, I think they're laughing in Icelandic.
Well, laughter is universal, but yeah, they're laughing. But I'm just wondering why they need so many people for transportation. What kind of transportation is there? Basically, if you can walk from one building to another, that's an accomplishment. There's no buses. There's certainly no trains. And as we can see, no plane has landed here in a while.
No. Yeah, exactly. So what these guys probably do normally is put salt on the roads and plow everything. They don't have anything to do because, you know, there's no snow and the climate is over. So what they're doing now is waiting for something to do. And of course, they're not crazy enough to be out in this kind of weather. But they can stand by the coffee machine and laugh at tourists taking stupid pictures.
Okay, yeah, that's a thing to do. I guess wait for winter to finally come. So anyway, what do you want to do? We can go to another small town. I think we should get something to eat just so we can plan that. And also, I want to fill up on fuel so that we have a diesel car this time, which is kind of cool. I'm very upset, though. This car does not have an AM radio. I've never seen that before. We're in a Volkswagen. It's a diesel car. It's got an infotainment system, but it doesn't have AM radio. Well, I know Iceland doesn't really have any AM radio stations, but is that an excuse? Because you can pick up Scotland and you know, other parts of the British Isles on AM radio. Last time we were in Iceland, we picked up the Faroe Islands. So how dare you take away AM radio for me? Of course, we got TuneIn going, so we were able to listen to radio. Listen to WUSB, actually, from here using that app. But I like good old-fashioned radio, and having it taken away is just kind of annoying.
Indeed. Yeah, it's like features being phased out and stuff, and just seems unnecessary. And you want, I guess, more options as far as communications and picking up things. It just seems like we're limiting them to one type of network and something that actually cost data, as opposed to just, you know, ads and whatever goes over the airways. So we'll monitor this situation, and it's very strange. But we had quite the opposite. I think you already mentioned the previous car had long wave.
No, I didn't mention that, but we did have long wave, which is a different frequency that people can listen to over long distances.
Yeah, so it's unusual. You get I guess a mix of both, when you're in a new place and when you're trying out new vehicles. But this one's been good overall, and we have studded tires and stuff, so yeah.
I paired my Bluetooth to the car, but I denied access to my contacts, to my messages, to my call history, because what in God's name are you thinking? The person before us, though, forgot to delete their, actually the three people before us in this rental car forgot to delete their Bluetooth info, so we have their names. We don't have the contacts, I don't think. I reset everything to factory. But, if you're going to pair to a Bluetooth device that you're not keeping, definitely make sure you wipe out the info. Otherwise, there's all kinds of mischief that could happen. All right, so what I think we should do now, I think we should get fuel, because there's two gas stations in town. And you know the problems we have with our credit cards sometimes at gas stations where it wants a PIN and we don't have one?
Yeah, I'm going to bet that this particular one in front of us does not do that. I'm going to go to the one that I know we've had success with, which is beyond this, and it has an attached grocery store of sorts.
You can use the names. You know, maybe it'll convince them to do better.
It's OB. It's like a yellow and green logo. We're going to go to N1.
Because OB is the one that gives us trouble when we try to use our card. And the other one is called what now?
N1.
N1. Are they limited to two characters for the gas stations? N1. Okay, so we're going to go there and hopefully fill up with diesel. And that will ensure that we can go almost anywhere else and get back safely. I'm looking forward to some of those Reykjavik hot dogs that we have been known to have. And that's two meals away, because we're going to have something here as well.
Indeed, yeah. Something. At least a snack of some sort.
So is there anything else you want to get a picture of?
I'm not sure. It's pretty difficult to do the kinds of shots. I wanted to get motion with the grass blowing in the wind, but to do that, I'd have to change the settings such that any camera movement would show up more. And what that means is then you got a blurry shot of the whole thing instead of a blurry shot of something kind of showing that it's moving in the wind. So, I don't know. It's slim pickings under these conditions. It's pretty incredible as far as wind goes. But no, I think I'm satiated for the moment.
Why in God's name they put these pumps so far away from the store? Hopefully you can use the machine here, but if not, you gotta walk a ways. And I do hope that it takes our cards. That's a problem in Iceland. It's a problem whenever we travel. You know, we finally have the chip cards, and now people want RFID. Sometimes we run into difficulties and confusion. Okay, so I'm going to give you the card and a reminder that it's diesel fuel, which I know you know.
So what I'm to do is put in a fake PIN?
Well, if it asks for a PIN, I don't think that works in this country. That works in Germany. you can enter any pin you want if you don't have a pin. But in this country, I think any pin is wrong if you don't have a pin. Try it, though.
I bet that's an electric charging station. We do not have an electric vehicle, but straight ahead, there's a little blue kind of island where there's a bunch of plugs, I guess three different sockets.
I see that, and they probably ask for a pin, too, which we can't use on technology we can't use.
All right, wish me luck. Everything is blowing here, including the credit card machine. It's like it's shaking in the wind. This could be incredibly difficult, so...
We're gonna monitor you from the safety of the window
okay.
as you walk around the
yeah,
other side
I'll let
of the
you
car.
Know how it goes out there.
Be careful of that door.
Can't get it open.
Yeah, can't get it's hard, and don't drop the credit card. That's the most important thing. Yeah, watch your fingers. Oh, he apparently took the key out of the ignition, so I can't open the window. Let me turn it again so I can do that. There we go. All right, Kyle, tell us what's going on.
Well, I had to press the touch screen. Now it took the card. Saying please wait. Oh my god, it's blowing like crazy. Okay, I'm putting in the pin. There's no pin. I need a pin. There's no pin. Damn it, I can't tell
said,
you.
Please select amount. How much do we want?
All of it.
So $10 worth, right?
Yeah, that's about a gallon.
Okay, $20 worth.
Sure. You can't get change
or full tank.
How do they know it's a
full tank?
But how do they know?
Okay, I'm gonna put 10 in, see how much it does, and we'll get more.
All right, remove card. What is it? Okay. What happens now?
Oh, okay, I guess I pull the pump out.
All right, well, Kyle's gonna pull the pump out. We had a similar issue with parking in downtown in Reykjavik, where first of all, we had to figure out how to get the machine to speak English. That was a real challenge. And then the machine asked for our license plate, which is down the block. So we had to walk down the block, get the license plate, enter that information. And then it just said, okay, you don't need a receipt because it's all stored. Except it didn't print us any kind of receipt, any kind of evidence. And we had no way of checking. And we were paranoid that we were going to get some kind of massive ticket because we were parking right downtown. It's unusual for one of those machines that have printers not to print. What's happening?
It's not pumping.
Yeah, it's kind of like the parking machine, isn't it?
What's that?
I was telling the folks about the parking machine incident, and this seems to be remarkably similar. So you paid for gas, but you're not getting gas.
Give me the card back.
And it said something to you, didn't it?
Read the instructions.
Yeah, I'd like not to have to pay twice for the same fuel. Now, getting back to the parking machine.
It says enter the amount, and then you only pump the amount you want.
Well, go ahead and do that.
What?
Go ahead and do that.
I'm trying. It won't do it.
Seems like we have some obstinance here. So anyway, the parking machine, we had very similar attitude where we weren't sure. We had no evidence. We think we paid. We tried to check it again with the same plate, and it simply asked how much money you want to put in, you know, not saying you already put money in for this plate. We went online, tried to find a way of checking there, no way there, tried calling them, and they had, of course, closed earlier. So we basically just had to keep an eye on the car to make sure it was all right. And then later on, it's a good system they have in Reykjavik where you can basically pay for parking first thing in the morning. So the parking fee ends at 6 o'clock.
Something went horribly wrong, I don't know.
So, what exactly happened here?
I tried to pay, and it didn't activate the pump.
Did it say that you were being charged?
I think so, but I couldn't really tell.
Does it print out a receipt? I see instructions on the side there. Does it tell you what...
You want a receipt, insert your card again. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, just drain the credit card of all value until we get a drop of fuel here. Anyway, trying to tell the story of the parking machine. The system they have, you can, let's say it's 7 o'clock and the parking fee ends at 6. If you put money in then, it's applied to 9 o'clock in the morning. So at 7 o'clock, you can say, hey, I want to park until 10 a.m. because parking begins at 9 and that's I want to pay for an hour. So that's a good system, and so we did that. We put money in, and this time it printed a receipt, right? We were able to put it in the window, so we felt very secure knowing that the car was paid for and good until 10 in the morning. which is about when we ambled out of there.
There's no option to get a receipt.
Maybe the store half a mile down the road is where we're supposed to ask for help, because this is crazy. We can't keep giving that thing money and not getting anything in return.
This is a scam. I don't know. Maybe you should take the card.
I am going to take the card, but maybe you should bring the card into the store. Well, let's talk about this inside the car. All right, it's going badly. We have no fuel. We have, I think, paid for fuel. I think the best thing to do is to go and talk to a human and get them to at least tell us what we did wrong, or if this whole thing is just a big joke. This is just a small bit of the adventure you get when you travel. And Iceland is full of challenges, but so far we've always wound up, you know, getting through them.
Well, everybody, we're back. I'm sitting in the passenger seat now. Things have calmed down. We had to concentrate a lot on driving just to get out of that area. It turns out in that area, we ended up going into a convenience store to figure out how exactly that gas station's pump worked. And it was as we suspected. Basically, when you're in Iceland, what they encourage you to do is get a gift card or a fuel station credit card, prepaid card. And that card starts at 3,000 or 30,000 Icelandic crowns, which is...
It's got to be 3,000, right? That's like 25
They want you to pay $30 for a prepaid card. That's the lowest you can get, and I already knew that. And then, so when she kind of finished explaining that, she said, oh, yeah, you could go and talk to the guy in the hardware store. In the meantime, Manuel...
Hello.
You were actually getting some snacks, because the town we were in that had the Witchcraft Museum, they had a small restaurant there with cans of beer for sale. And, you know, it really was, you know, supposed to have, like, fresh fish and good stuff like that. But it ended up that basically the options there weren't as good. So you got snacks for the road. And what that allowed us to do was to pack some things away. So we went and talked to the hardware store guy, and he basically suggested the same thing, you know, maybe go over and talk to the people at the convenience store that we had been to, and they were, you know, able to sell us a prepaid card, which again, we already knew the story of. When we were checking out with the snacks that you got, The younger guy who is running the cash register for the store, he suggested that we try the pump again, try it a second time, and it turns out it needs exactly the right pin. You can't put in fake pins like you can on some of the transit tickets machines
but
in Germany.
There's no right pin. There's no right pin. So how can I put in the right pin if there's no right pin?
Yeah, you can't seem to kind of communicate that. They don't really get that American cards and foreign cards generally don't have pins associated with them. So suffice to say, we did go and we talked to the guy in the hardware store, who suggested as well that we go and get a prepaid card. We didn't even want to get into whether we had a pin or not with him. But anyway, we basically attempted to get back into the car after... getting some snacks at the store and talking to the clerk at the checkout counter, and then also going to the hardware store and getting the same kind of advice to go and get a prepaid card. It took us a while to get back into the car, because the car was in the middle of this parking lot in this enormous windstorm. The wind numbers, they have a special measuring system. We're up to 26 and then 28. So anyway, we got in the car finally and left that area and started heading back, because it was incredibly windy, and started going back up this sort of pass away from the water on our way to Reykjavik.
Yeah, that's where we are now. I don't know how to pronounce this one. Reykjala. It starts like Reykjavik. You know, it starts off the same way, R-E-Y-K, but it's a small place. As usual, it's got a church up on a hill. We seem to be parked in front of a school. I think everyone's parents are showing up because all these people are getting out of cars and walking into the school now. It's dusk, and by dusk I mean it's where the hell did the clock go? Oh, there it is. It's 4 o'clock. It actually started to be dusk about a half hour ago.
Yeah, I think we're parked in front of the library part. I see a whole lot of books on this part of the building, but it is the most lit and lively building here. And the only other thing is yet another N1 gas station, which, as I said earlier, in the midst of the storm and all the crazy credit card issues, we don't need that much fuel. We're not yet at a half tank, so I'm pretty sure we can make it back. It's just usually a good idea to have a little bit more fuel in case, you know, something happens.
Yeah, speaking of which, you may say, you know, that our credit card is causing us grief, but our credit card just kind of saved our ass, too, because we got passed by an 18-wheeler on one of those roads and hit by a piece of gravel, which cracked our windshield on a rental car. And I always turn down all the insurance because, you know, if you say yes to all that, you wind up paying double. So I always say no, and, you know, they try, but they never get anywhere. And we just got this damage on our car, and, you know, who wants to pay for a new windshield? Well, it turns out that the credit card I use covers all damage, so we're cool.
Yeah, good on you. I was really, really worried. Essentially, to get down to that town, you had to go down a pass, and we were going back up the mountain pass, and it's really, really windy, really, really wet. I knew I was going to get sprayed by this truck. That was coming at us down the pass as we're climbing back up and out of town. And I was going the speed limit, and it just whacked us with something really big. And turns out it put a chip and, like, a nice arced hairline crack.
My God, look at all these people descending on the school.
I would venture to say the entire town here is showing up at this school. There must be a school play or a function or something.
This is the Salisbury Gothic Cathedral incident all over again, where we went first, and then all of a sudden everybody else decided to show up. We have to go in. They're starting.
They're all taking off their shoes.
We don't have any kids here.
Yeah, I would ordinarily, I'd try to, you know, blend in and participate, but this is a school.
We
and
should see how long we can do that for. Yeah, we're just, you know, we're here without saying what kid we're here for.
Frankly, as visitors, I feel like we would be welcomed. And no one has really batted an eyelash. We're sitting here with our lights on and doing radio and stuff like that. But again, we have no idea what they're going to do. I mean, these small towns, maybe they're going to be doing some witchcraft.
No one's batted an eyelash because all they see is a car. They don't see us. They don't see you holding a microphone at me. They don't see what we look like, and they can't hear what they sound like. So, yeah, I think any of those things, they would definitely take notice. But, you know, one thing I'd like to do, I'd like to start heading out. I just realized this car isn't running, is it?
No. That's a funny thing.
Is that thing on again?
No, it's not even on. I think there's another thing, or maybe that has to be on to make that not work. And look,
say what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's when the car's shut off. It's like an eco feature. And basically, if you push the clutch in, I think it'll start up, even though the car's on.
Test that theory. That theory did not work. Car did not start.
Okay,
I'm being told, start the engine manually, exclamation point.
Okay, I may have turned it off when I was parking. And don't forget to put your foot on the brake, because the...
My foot has been on the brake the whole day.
Okay,
time talking.
So the emergency brake is on, and you know that because it's a button. There's no handbrake. It's
yes.
All electronic.
And also the rear defogger, I noticed, isn't working. That's why I haven't been backing out of this parking lot. And I realize now that's because the engine hasn't been running. So now let me start the engine. The engine has been started. I've taken my foot off the clutch. I'm reapplying the rear defogger. And hopefully we'll be cleared for launch soon.
And as you check your mirrors and disengage everything, I'm just wondering if the battery's dead, you can't put the emergency brake on, can you? Because it's like a button. It's electronic, right?
Wow, that's interesting. I never thought of that.
And you move my sunglasses case, and there's a bright LED shining on you, huh?
Well, it was in the way of my elbow, and I wasn't aware of that bright, shiny LED before.
I'll turn it so that, you know what, I'll put my ski hat on it. God, that's bright. All right, you know what, I'll put the bag to our recording device. Okay, we're ready.
Who thinks to make something so bright that all it does is charge something? It makes no sense.
Well, I guess you could blame where the cigarette outlet is. because they can't anticipate that. They just want a light to indicate. But they could put a less bright light. So as you back up out of here, and presumably these people get started with their school play or whatever's going on here, this must be the whole town. It's got to be. I mean, there's only 100 people in this town, right?
Well, I think maybe a couple of hundred, but not many more than that. And yeah, they all seem to be here.
Look at this guy. His dad is on his phone in the library, probably talking to his divorce attorney.
Wait, where's it? What do you mean his dad? There's no kid. There's only a parent.
Well, he must be here for a kid. It's a school, and he's on the phone, and he's trying to work out the visitation and everything.
Where are the kids? I don't see the kids. I only see the parents.
Maybe they have an adult education class, and all the kids are somewhere else, but...
Wow, that could be it. This could be some kind of adult school, and there's no kids, because it's a very small community. I didn't think they had this many kids.
Yeah, it's pretty odd. Okay, he's done with his phone call. There's no sign. I'm sure there's an email list somewhere, or someone will call in from a town nearby, or maybe this town indeed telling us what exactly was going on tonight. Oh, they have a little kitchen in there.
I'm going to start backing up now.
Yeah, as you're backing up, I'll note what I see here. Yeah, it looks like they have a cafeteria or commercial kitchen there, probably preparing snacks. And this is, yeah, Reichskull School. And, yeah, it looks like they're tucking in for a nice function, a good night here. Well, I can turn on the alarm. Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was on.
Okay, it is. You got about 4 feet.
Okay.
3 feet. Yeah, 4 feet. You're good. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, isn't that nice? I guess that's what you do. I mean, there's not a big community center, so you go to the place that has, like, you know, an auditorium or whatnot.
Check that out. A vanity plate. I've never seen a vanity plate in Iceland. It says MASK, M-A-S-K. Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
That is something. I noticed three of the cars here are all guys that work for Public Works, Roads Division. And, they're having a good year because there's no snow. So they're not out driving plows right now. They're just doing not much of anything.
Well, the guy in front of me is backing his pickup truck onto the grass. Okay, I think he's done.
Yeah, he works for the Public Works, so they can do that kind of stuff. He knows how to park off-road because he maintains the road. And, yeah, this is just a very, very tiny town. We drove by the outdoor swim pool. And there's maybe, you know, 6 square blocks total, basically little dirt roads.
I'm not sure why Waze stopped telling me where to go, but it did, and I'm kind of stuck right now.
But yeah, a lot of just single-level houses, and they all sort of have lights on, so some still have sort of Christmas decorations, and it's very warm and inviting. A lot of them have curtains and things below, or sort of at eye level, because you can see inside the houses.
What street do I go down here? Because Waze isn't telling me anything.
I'm saying a right. I'm saying go right, because that's the road. That's okay. Sort of the road I came from.
All right, I thought it was to the left, but I have a bad sense of direction.
No, you're all right. Everybody's looking at. No, they're just wondering when you're going to turn. You turned. Okay, great.
All right, now I'm going down the road, and I guess I keep going until I get out of here. From Reykjavik to Reykjavik.
Yes, yes indeed. And isn't she great with Icelandic?
Yeah, really rolls off the tongue there. Okay, so here we go. We're going past the church again. And 900 meters.
Turn right onto 607 Reykjavik to Vegu.
It's such a beautiful sounding language when she speaks it.
Is that a menorah in the window of a church?
It sure looks like one.
Yeah, it did. It looked like a menorah in the window of a church. In fact, there's quite a few, and I like that. There's a lot of crosses in the cemetery, of course, but that's great. And you got to imagine, a small town like this, it's not really about which religion you are. It's like, okay, this is where we worship, whatever that is. So I'm fairly certain pretty welcoming and non-denominational in that regard.
The thing that says open over there, what's that?
It's probably like a little rest stop or part of a gas station. That's the N1. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's open. Maybe a little cafe or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's just small. It looks very small. There are a couple people outside.
So the only food we seem to have are snacks, so maybe we should tear open the snacks for the trip back.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. That's a good idea. The aforementioned snacks. Let me... All right. Sorry, that's really noisy. I'm going to just set that there. And then what else did you get? You got some candy, too, it looks like. All right. Should we start with the candy?
Yeah, I think I got something called... Flipper.
You did, E. I'm actually holding Flipper.
Alright.
Can I ask what motivated you to buy Flipper?
I don't know. I never saw a Flipper before in a candy bar, and I just wondered what it was. I think it's from Sweden.
Go straight up for 12 minutes to 60 West Pierre Avenue.
I think it's from Sweden, so I just figured it'd be different.
Okay. No, it certainly is. Should we start with that?
Yeah, it might save our lives, actually, because we haven't eaten anything in a long time.
You're getting punchy. I understand that.
I'd like to get to the damn Flipper already, that's all.
Okay, all right. You know, I will not drag it out. I'm going to go ahead and open up Flipper. Now, would you like head or tail?
Why don't you reach out into the space in front of me, and I'll grab whatever is there.
Okay, well, whatever side is at the top of this bag is what you get to, I guess, we'll break a piece off. You want to, oh, look at you. You get the head. All right. Yeah. There you go.
Am I eating a dolphin here? What am I eating?
Oh, that's sticky. Okay. This seems to be chocolate-covered marshmallow. Here, just put your hand out.
All right.
There you go.
Ah. All right. It's kind of like marshmallow-y. And, obviously, sweet as all hell, but it's giving me the energy I need to stay conscious, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I noticed you're actually in between the lines now on the road, which is, that's a good start. It's a good start.
Okay, I'm on the road again.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad you're driving. I did a lot of driving earlier, and I got pretty frazzled there, especially after getting hit by a giant rock. And the wind. That wind is incredible. We were sitting and describing it. It did nothing but continue to rock the car and shake it whenever we were stopped. And it was a little bit harder to maintain while we were on the road. At least much more so than when we were driving into town.
It's what they in Iceland call a windy day.
Yeah. Not even really severe. They just seem to know when things are extreme, what to do, and that's basically to stay inside. I noticed the hardware store was made out of this incredibly thick beams. Like, again, kind of like our experience near the coast in the south. When we stayed in that place that had, like, huge cement walls, we've talked about it before, but all of the buildings here seem to be ready for whatever the elements dish out. And what I've read is that this time of year, the elements, the storms, basically hit Iceland from every angle. And that's especially true near the coasts. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to eat the other half of this.
Oh, you haven't had your Flipper yet? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Have
the Flipper. So I'll go ahead and let you express some things here while I just dig into this.
Yeah, thanks for putting the mic in front of my face right while I'm passing a car on the other direction, but okay, that's finished now. It's less scary. So we've started the trip back. The Reykjavik shuttle has begun, and it's going to be 3 hours of driving ahead of us.
Oh yeah, no, I'm really excited.
What do you think of that Flipper there?
Flippers? I'm enjoying the Flipper. It's good. It's sticky. Can I just give you this piece?
Well, not while another car is passing.
Okay.
Boy,
well, you asked me what I thought, and...
Okay, I didn't expect to have more Flippers shoved in my face, but let's pass these cars first, or have them pass us. It's scary. You know, we're on little narrow roads here. Got a cracked windshield. It's raining. Did I mention it's raining? And we're driving in the dark now. Okay, now I can have Flipper because there's nothing ahead of me.
Okay, put out your hand here. It's starting to melt a little bit in my fingers, but you asked me what I thought of Flipper, and, you know, it's, yeah, it's sticky. It's definitely marshmallowy. And
love it.
I'm sure that is, like, the number one choice for youth looking for a quick sugar fix. They see Flipper, they say, I want Flipper, and they get Flipper.
Well, what kind of message does that send, though, as eating a dolphin? Even a chocolate dolphin doesn't seem right.
Yeah, they're sort of in danger, aren't they? So, one thing you read earlier in the rental pamphlet was, Icelandic roads are not meant for speeding. And I gotta tell you, this is basically a two-lane highway. It's not much, and there's no shoulder whatsoever. There sometimes are turnoff spots, and you have these sheer drops, or at least, you know, like a 8-foot, like a hill of sorts, and then, you know, God help you if you go for a bridge, one of these one-lane bridges. You got craggy volcanic rock everywhere, tight turns, and yeah, we're basically traversing up the side of this hill. It's definitely not a road you want to speed on, and we are further out, and it's been much less, how should you say, well-traveled than the places you might expect a ton of tourists. And those places tend to have a lot of speed cameras. There aren't a lot of speed cameras, but as I said, the natural sort of terrain coaxes you to maybe not take chances on those treacherous turns and sheer drops and all of that. Add to that a bunch of rain, and you definitely you want to drive cautiously, which I'm happy to say you are doing a fantastic job of. So
I'm just trying to stay awake here. Kind of zoning. So
okay.
Maybe, I'm not going as fast. I'll speed up. If you want me to speed up, I'll go faster.
Okay. No. Take it
really fast.
Okay. No. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, this is cool. It's just like a video game I once played.
Wait. No.
It's a lot like that. That the craggy like mountains and stuff. It's so cool.
This is not Flight Simulator. We're on the road. We're gonna stay on the road.
All right.
Now, actually, since you're in need of some more.
Are there more snacks?
Yeah, no, well, the difficulty is I had a half a Flipper in each hand.
I bought the snacks. I know there are more snacks.
No, there's totally more snacks. I'm going to go ahead and describe this one. Oh, wow. My goodness. I don't know if you should have this.
I spared no expense, if that's what you're shocked at.
I am shocked, yes. That is. Well, let me just say, I have residual chocolate on both hands. I had a Flipper in each hand and the microphone.
Don't put chocolate on the microphone.
No, I'm trying not to. I'm holding my fingers out. We don't have any kind of napkin or anything to clean our hands, but this is a Casali brand original rum cocoa.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. If that's actual rum, I don't think I should be having it while I drive.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe. If it says how much alcohol is in here,
you're supposed to have any alcohol while you drive. I'm pretty sure that's indicated in many places.
Well, then why would Iceland be selling this at a rest stop? I mean, when wayward tourists, this is made in Austria and they know how to drink. Let's see, with alcoholic filling, 10%.
10%.
Yeah, rum, coconut. Draggies with alcoholic filling, 10%. Covered with chocolate, 9%. Now that's just how much.
Wait. There's more alcohol than there is chocolate in this chocolate thing.
No. That's just the percentage of the total that is the alcoholic filling. Now when you get down further in the ingredients, the rum is 4%.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure there's that much.
Okay, so Kyle, what you're basically saying is I can have a beer while I drive because there's beer that's 4%. That's what you're saying.
Right, well, no,
America,
what I'm...
America, that's what he's saying.
No, yeah. I'm not saying that,
don't
America. Don't you
that.
Dare... Look, I'm not condoning it, but what we say in America is don't drink and drive. And I think if you had one of these, you're not really going to be drinking. You're more like going to be basically, well, it is sort of a liquid filling. But barring that, I'm going to just go ahead and open this.
Okay, I just for the record, you can open it. You can have it. I'm driving. I'll have it later. You tell me how it is.
All right. Yeah, I really don't want to do that. And especially since we're sort of engineering a show. We're not running a board, but, you know, I would hate for... Oh, I just dropped one. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
This is not going to end well. I have no idea where it went.
The whole car's going to smell like road now.
Oh, no, I see it. It's right by my seatbelt. Oh, and I almost got chocolate on my coat. You know, I'm going to have to take my seatbelt off to get this. Oh, shoot.
You can't ride without a
seatbelt. Oh, now it fell. Now it fell back.
It's illegal to ride without a seatbelt.
It fell under the seat. Oh, my God. This is the worst.
How do you do these things?
Okay. So, basically, there's a... Do you think if I use this pamphlet, I can coax it to fall on the floor? Oh, God. Oh, this is horrible. Why?
Okay, you know what? My credit card does not cover chocolate. In the
Ow! Okay.
I don't know how you got hurt doing this.
No.
I believe it. I believe
Ow!
It.
Oh, God. It's spilling more. Why did we do this? What the hell?
Oh.
I can't account for all of these. All right. What do you expect? All right, I'm just going to put one in my mouth, but there's one all the way down in the
seat. Give me the bag. I'm going to throw them all outside.
Why in God's name?
We obviously can't handle this.
Okay, I'm raising the seat, and I think what by doing that, it fell further back onto the floor. Oh, it did. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so now because I'm a disgusting garbage disposal of a human being, I'm going to eat this thing. There it is. I have two in my mouth. I'm probably legally drunk now. But that's fine because I'm not driving. Now,
you know, after that display, I no longer want one of these.
Let me tell you, this candy has a real effect. I'm going to go ahead and put them in the side compartment here. I'm not proud of what I just did, but as you said, I don't think the credit card and the rental can take much more. But I have two of these in my mouth. I've not broken through the chocolate layer to the rum filling.
You know, anyone would guess that that's the first thing you did based on what's been going on here. Is there a third snack?
Yes, and I'm happy to say this one is not in any way containing or assembled, made of chocolate. So this seems safer. This is what we would call a savory treat.
If you listen carefully, you'll hear the pitter-patter of raindrops on the car as we drive. You know, it's not nearly as relaxing when you're driving to hear that sound. And we have a lot of icing to go through still. So hopefully it stays rain and doesn't turn into sleet or snow.
Yes, yeah, and rain on windshields is especially dangerous on LSD. I'm just putting that out
Wait,
there.
Wait, is that what's in the next snack? Because, come on, all right, I just wanted regular snacks.
No. Okay, no. That's a totally different story.
How about this, though? We have a crack in the windshield. Do we have to worry about water coming in through the crack now?
No. That is that's what's called a hairline crack. It is about an inch and a half long in a nice arc above the chip. Now, you can usually fill chips. That's not a chip. That is a crack, unfortunately. So
you know an awful lot about windshield cracks.
Yes, yeah. As a car enthusiast, I've had my fair share. And I got to tell you, in the Northwest, there are semi-trucks everywhere. The Interstate 5 and other roadways are all garbage. And you get a lot of crap, especially in small imported cars that are lowered on racing suspension and other such things. You're very low, and you tend to, and you know, everybody has SUVs. That's the other thing, which you're very familiar with in the tri-state area. And yeah, when you're in kind of a low European car, you tend to be right under everybody's gigantic tires, and then everything that's on the road that's not well maintained basically flies up and hits your windshield. So yeah, I've got a little trauma from windshield incidents. Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of Iceland still to travel through on those same roads that we already got hit with gravel. So, who knows? We could get more trips.
And speaking of chips.
Yes, I wanted to get to that.
Wow, you are so good. Ladies and gentlemen, you are you're in the presence of a legend here.
I know how to steer a conversation.
So you're hungry for chips is what you're telling me. All right,
no,
now
I'm hungry for steer, actually.
Whoa, steak, that'd be nice. Well, maybe with Icelandic hot dogs, there's a little bit of beef. But anyway.
Ah, crap. Now there's somebody behind me. I hate when someone's behind me. That means I have to worry about going fast enough. I was driving so relaxingly before. Now I'm going to be all stressed out.
Well, let me calm you with do one better, which is the catchphrase for popcorners. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the crunchy and wholesome popcorn snack.
This guy's already right behind. Okay, now he's passing me. That's how quickly he came up on me. So go ahead. Pass me. Bye. Okay, I can relax again.
Yes, that's another compact car. same model as ours. Let me read where this is from, just before I offer this to you. It's made in Belgium.
Okay. Is anything made in Iceland anymore?
No, they seem to be importing a lot, including a lot of tourists and expats. We'll get to that. We'll have a whole show on that. No, it's really not worth talking about. But anyway, this is from Belgium, and it's a BFY Brands, which is based in London. And do you want me to read about this, or do you want to just do kind of a blind trial?
How about you give me a damn chip, and then you can read about it?
I'm trying to introduce people to this.
I haven't even had one of the rum things. The last thing I had was the damn flipper.
All right, yeah, okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to open this. This is a... it's basically a chip made out of pop... What? Oh, my God! Why are you... You're swerving!
Oh, my damn chip. What's wrong with these things? They don't crunch right. They're very subdued crunchy.
Well, I'm going to guess these are white cheddar flavor. They're made out of, I think, popcorn or rice corn. Yeah, maybe rice. What it is like a, it's like a rice cake, but in a chip shape.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Never fried, gluten-free. Let's see. It is made with corn and sunflower oil. Okay, so it's not rice. It's very weird. It's like a soft tortilla chip.
Tortilla chip. No, you don't. No, never mind. I just want another one. These aren't bad. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than this. Eating weird snacks while driving in Iceland while the sun is down for a long time.
Yeah. No, I'm glad we're doing this. And I think a lot of people driving, people on road trips can relate. You want to have some snacks. You want to have some food when you're driving all day. And at least we can say we've had something. I'm really glad you did this because I'm starving. It's affecting my mood. You could hear it in my voice earlier. And I feel much better. I'm glad we have these. I guess we could just keep eating them for the rest of the show.
That sounds good to me.
Until next time, this is Off the Wall.